¿Estás escuchando? ¿Estás escuchando? And now, TIK Radio. Get ready for an inspiring interview with Gina from LMS Radio. She shares exciting news about her new co-host and her amazing personal journey. Gina brought so much warm and joy to our shows, trust me. It was an absolute pleasure to have her join us. Gina is a joy to listen to, and stay tuned until the end of the episode for a surprise that she prepared for TIK Radio. We laugh and enjoyed every moment. Don't miss out on the interview. Welcome to TIK Radio. I'm Monica Susana, and I'm your host for today. And we have a captivating interview lineup for today. Presenting you today, Gina from LMS Radio in Surrey, UK. And throughout our live discussion, we're going to delve into Gina's passion for broadcasting and the incredible music she brings to her listeners. Welcome, Gina. It's fantastic to have you joining us today in the show.
Thank you, Monica.
Hola, Monica, y cómo estás? Y gracias por invitarme en tu programa.
Thank you very much, Monica.
Thank you. That's beautiful that you have it in Spanish. Yes. Gina is in Surrey, UK, while I am in Baja California, Mexico. And it's truly remarkable how we connected and form a great friendship and collaboration. I want to send a gratitude to Joseph from Foolish Thoughts of by a Fool for Learning for introducing us.
Right.
Thank you.
Yes, he did.
Thank you to everyone in the chat, and a big thank you to our listeners in 46 countries who will be downloading this episode. Thank you to my producer. And building on that connection, Gina, let's dive into your fascinating journey with LMS Radio. Can you tell us about yourself and how is that you started with LMS Radio and you become involved in broadcasting?
Right. To begin with, I was with another broadcast in 2020. Then I left in 2021 to join Podbean. That's how I got involved. My other show was on horse racing. So, you know, there were thousands of podcasts on horse racing. So I just decided, you know, I'll leave that one and I'll get into, what was it now? Just news. First of all, it was horse racing. Then it became just news briefings. Then, you know, slowly I developed it. Hello, Monica. Hello.
Oh, I'm sorry. I got muted accidentally. Do you mean horse racing live when the event was happening, or it was after the racing?
Just after the racing. Just an interest in horse racing. I used to own horses, so I just did a topic on horses, and then I put it on the podcast. But then
Wow. That's beautiful. It's a very unique topic, you know, and
It is.
I don't see that many people talking about horses. It will be beautiful to connect again and do that. You're not doing it anymore, right?
I'm not, because I checked on Spotify. There were so many podcasts on horses. So I decided I'm not going to do that anymore. So I'm going to do something else. Let me find something else that's interesting to do. So that's how I decided. Let me get involved in the news. Anything that's interesting, news, entertainment, you know, something like that.
Nice. And what inspired you to focus on music programming?
Well, that one was, I had another co-host, she's Equal, and she's she's a teacher. And on the background, she was in a school, and in the background, I could actually hear, she said that she was playing the music to the boys and girls, and that they liked it. So I had this idea, let me put on, let me just see if I would put on some music and see if that goes. So that's how I started with music on the radio show, just by accident.
Wow, that's beautiful. And I met you through your jazz program.
That's right.
And then after the jazz program, I discover all the other sections you have on your on LMS radio. And regarding the jazz program specifically, could you share some insights into the jazz scene in Surrey or UK and how it's evolved over the years?
Right. Surrey doesn't actually have a jazz scene, but the UK does have one. You know, since the 1920s, 30s, 40s, 50s, a very famous jazz man was called Acker Bilk. And he played music all over the place. Then there is a place in the London called Soho. And Soho is, it's a jazz scene. And I've been down there and it has so many jazz music. I mean, Soho in the 1960s, that is where all the jazz musicians were. You had Cleo Lane and her husband. You had Acker Bilk. You really had them. It was there in Soho, and you had so many. So London was jazz in the 50s and 60s. Not so many now because, you know, everything's been taken over by pop music.
Wow. And is there any highlight, like memorable moments or guests that you had on your jazz program that have left a lasting impact on you and your audience?
Well, you know, the person who I am now co-hosting with is Joseph Barone, who you know. And he's had a very big impact on me. I mean, from him, I've actually learned that you should do research when you put a music on. I was just following any other radio shows and just putting the music on. But following what Joseph did, research it, talk about it, I've learned so much by having him. So he's had an impact on what I'm actually doing. I mean, it's been incredible. I've learned quite a lot from him. I also learned when you came on the show about when we did St. Patrick's Day, all of us had some kind of connection with Ireland. And in fact, your great-grandmother came over from Ireland, and Joseph was, he participated in the St. Patrick's Parade. So this is something that is absolutely fascinating. It's really opened my eyes to so many people on Podbean, and you know, it's been fascinating what I got involved in. Music is an opener to what the people you can meet.
I know, it's amazing. So how many countries did they listen you to as of today, Gina?
Oh, my goodness, now I've got, from what I've estimated, it's around just 72 countries who are downloading. When I began in 2021, I only had four countries. I now have estimated 71. And now coming to my, and now downloading, listening to me. I mean, I'm just surprised.
It is.
I'm telling you, every single day, I always thank them because I cannot believe it, having all these people. It's been an inspiration. You know, many of these people that I had far back since 2020, 2021, they are still with me. I've got listeners from Saudi Arabia, Dubai, Thailand, Australia, New Zealand, since 2021, since today, they're still with me. And I thank them, and I'm so grateful for having them. You know, it's just been incredible that they're still with me for this long. It's nearly 4 years now, and they're still with me.
Shout out to them, to your listeners.
I shout out to them.
It's amazing, the loyalty, it's amazing, the love, you know, it's amazing how, and I'm sure with all these years you've been in broadcasting and podcasting, you have a very interesting dynamic. And what music do you typically feature on your shows to appeal to this diverse audience? Is there specific music?
Yes, there is. Right now, as I've said, I've got some people from the Middle East, Saudi Arabia, Iran, Iraq. So what I do for them is once a month, I have Arab music, which is called Arabian Nights. So this is why I make appealing for them, just to thank them just for being here. I started Arabian Nights last year. And when I checked on the download, I saw that people do like it. So I'm still doing it. It's just like a thank you to all these people from so many countries. I mean, Monica, I'm having people now from Abidjan, Trinidad and Tobago. I'm having absolutely people I never believed would download me. So this is something that it's new. Every single day, I have a new listener. I have a new download. It's for me.
That's beautiful.
Yes. For me, it's something that I didn't expect. Like, you know, being on Podbean, I've met you. I've met so many people, which Podbean is very different. When I was on other, you know, very few hosting podcasts, do they have a radio? Can you actually be on a radio? Can you have a radio show? So Podbean is very different. You can actually be a podcaster and you can be a radio hoster as well, you know, hosting a radio show. So this is something that I value Podbean from what I'm seeing. It's not just a podcasting hosting company. It's different from what I've seen. And the people, the podcasters are different. I mean, there's you, there's that fantastic girl that you had interviewed called Nicole Colbert.
And yes,
Very nice as well. And S.F. Hazim, I mean, he was fantastic as well. I was listening to him the other day. You've got a variety of listeners now on Podbean, not just listeners, on podcasters. Well, even about 2 years ago, I hardly saw these people. And Monica, many of them now on Podbean. This is a community. You know, I'm even surprised now what you've done. You've organized so many of these interviews, and it's absolutely fantastic what you are doing as well, and interviewing me. And I couldn't believe it that I'll be interviewed by somebody from Mexico. Thank you very much, Monica.
Thank you, Gina. I send you love, and you know, we are very beautiful. We have a beautiful connection, and I embrace everything that you do. I embrace all your shows, and I'm very grateful and thankful to have you here today. And especially, you know, being so far, and I feel so close to you, you know, even we have like 8 hours different time zone. So it's not even close, like you're in the future, right? So it's amazing. It's amazing. And that's something that you said beautiful, you know, how the community about Podbean is and how beautiful this is in the way you can engage with your audience. Is there anything you also do so people can get inspired, or because I do see that you have episodes on LMS Radio about podcasting or broadcasting if you want to become a podcaster. Is there any way you engage with your audience during your shows, like when you're doing the prep for your shows? And how do you tailor your content to their preference? Not only about music, because I know you do, you have a diversity. I see you have other programs.
Right. Okay. So I do crime profile. So that's something else. Crime profile is just profiling criminality, highlighting the crimes, just saying to people, you know, there's crime out there. You've got to be careful. You've got to know what's happening in this world. It's, you know, you've got to take care of yourself. Anything can happen. You just go out through the front door. You may hear that there's a hijack. So all this I try to bring in on other episodes. I do news briefings. I try to make the radio show as broad as possible. We are a hybrid radio show, so I want to include everything. I include music. I include news. I include crime. I include everything that I believe that this is a radio show. This is how I want it to host my radio show. I want it not just to focus on music, but I want it to be focused on absolutely everything what's happening in this world. Let you know, I'm here, I'm seeing all this. Let me bring it, let me share it with other people. You don't have to just go to another radio station and listen to the news. You can come to me. I'll tell you the news.
That's very smart. And you know, it's, we have different perspectives, you know, and we can always highlight different things. And I think the way you highlight things is very, I've listened to episodes and it's very interesting. It's always, you're giving always a point of reference, and I really like that. And going, you know, talking about this point of reference and doing this diversity of episodes, what challenges have you faced in broadcasting, not only the music content, but your podcasting? And how have, I don't know, overcome to maintain the quality of your choice, of your shows? Sorry.
Right. Okay. With the music, I did face challenges. I had to find, as you know, when you have the music, you have to pay a license. You've got to pay royalty fees. And that's quite a lot. So what I decided was that I had to have a think. So I discovered royalty-free music. So that was the challenge just to find, it's still a challenge, just to find all this royalty-free music, compile them, and then put them on. Some of, you know, you have to be very careful when you download music. You have to know who actually wrote this music. Can you use the music? And where can you use it? Some people will just say, oh, you can use the music anywhere, but you've got to be so careful. You've got to know, is this music suitable for this radio show, or is it just for YouTube? Because sometimes when you download, it says, oh, royalty-free music, but it's for YouTube. You take a very good look, then you discover it's not just YouTube. You can use it somewhere else as well. So I'm always careful where I select. What music am I selecting? Is this music actually free? That's one of the biggest challenges. Is it free for me to use? Can I use it on a podcast radio? Can I use it on YouTube radio, on a YouTube podcast? So some of it is only available for YouTube podcasts, but it's not available for commercial radio or a podcast radio. And that's the challenge that it's whenever I look for the music to play, I always have to be careful. This is all the challenges that I have to face. But slowly, slowly, I get there.
Nice, nice. And yes, it's a very crucial thing to, you know, look and make sure you have all the right licensing, not only the mechanical, but also the copyright. Mm-hmm. And especially, you know, now that You have so many platforms, you know, that are have different requirements. So beyond music, what other aspects of UK or Surrey's cultural scene do you explore or promote through your programs on LMS Radio? Do you promote any?
Well, what I tend to promote is, you know, you have a rest. I walk down the street, I see the restaurants. I promote them if the restaurants are doing anything special. I also promote, I talk about, you know, if there's any crime in the area. And mm-hmm. I just try to see what's interesting in Surrey for me to talk about. It's just basically anything that's of interest. It doesn't have to be on one topic. I mean, Surrey is big. If there's a new supermarket opening, I'll just say, oh, a new supermarket is going to be opening somewhere. If mm-hmm. something's happened to somebody, I just say, oh, you know, someone's been in hospital. So I try to focus on everything that's in the area, you know, catalogue, put it on the show, focus, just say, this is Surrey. This is what's happening in the Surrey area. But it's not just Surrey. You know, I've got other episodes. One is Daily News, that's during the weekday, and the mm-hmm. music, which is always on Sunday. So I try to keep it separately, but it's a balance that, you know, these two, because you two have a balance as well. You've got your music and you've got your well-being show, so that's the balance as well.
Mm-hmm. But it's a lot of preparation, you know. People doesn't know how much work is behind. You know, I can only imagine how much, you know, it's, it, especially being so many years on Podbean, Gina. Welcome, Shorty. Welcome, producer. Welcome, everyone in the chat. How are you? Hope you're doing good. And looking ahead, Gina, what are your aspirations for the future of your music programs and as for LMS Radio as a whole?
Okay, then. One of the biggest aspects now is just to continue doing what I like. Developments. Again, one of the biggest developments, it's from you, Monica. What you are doing. And I have to refer it again. It's you. You are introducing a community of podcasters. And you've asked me to join. So I'm going to meet all other people who are involved in podcasts on Podbean. See what they're doing. See how we can do cross-promotion. So this mm-hmm. is something new for me. I've never done cross promotion before. So this is helping me, and I'm developing, the radio station is developing. I also know that cross promotion, it helps it, you know, it's helping the podcasters, it's helping me. I'm on other platforms. I never knew that I would be there. They're listening to me. And I am also helping the podcasters by you know, talking to them, and I'm promoting them on the platforms I am on, and they too are doing vice versa for me. So that's something that I like.
And that's on the collaboration side of it. Is there any aspirations for LMS Radio to become, you're going to keep the same features and the same concept, right?
Yes, probably. But I'm doing something very new now that's called AI. You know AI? Okay, so I've got an AI host. So that's the new one now that mm-hmm. I'm actually doing. So I've been introducing the AI host onto my episodes. So this is something I've developed now. So it's not just going to be me. I've got a co-host. It's an AI co-host. I've got the software and I know how to do this. And Monica, this is absolutely incredible. I never believed I will have a host which is AI. I've progressed. I've learned quite a lot of things. I've learned new technology. I've learned how to add. I'm adding new things to the radio show. So it's, you know, it's changing. It's evolving. It's new. It's interesting. So that's how it's all coming about now with my new AI host, which I never believed this is going to happen. So the new AI house, the new AI house introduced it last week onto all of the episodes, and just see slowly how all this is, how, you know, radio has really changed. It's not what it used to be. As you can also see yourself, you are a DJ, you're seeing all these new developments, and you have to embrace it. So I'm embracing AI. I'm seeing how it is. I'm looking into it. I've introduced it into my radio show. So let me just see. Take it on from there.
Beautiful. And I think AI will be an asset, and it will be very positive, especially with your audience, you know, that is different countries, different languages. You can also I see it a very positive thing for your show. So congratulations on that. My admiration to you, Gina, and it's beautiful that you keep going, you know, and you keep embracing. We need to be, things are evolving, you know, and we have to evolve with those too. Absolutely.
So I am now an AI podcast. That's what an AI co-host podcast. That's what
beautiful.
I am now. Yes. So, oh, you know, it's just been, it's been amazing for me. All these new developments that I am now doing. You know, it's just when I got involved in radio work, I didn't envision all this, but now, 4 years later, look at me. Look at what I've accomplished. I am amazed.
I am amazed too. It's amazing, and it's, you are an inspiration, and that's why it's so important. So, and I'm sure your listeners are going to listen to this, and they're going to understand. You know, it's very important to have the antecedent so you can observe how your behavior is, and your, like, how you're eventually constructing your show, and what are the results. You know, it's beautiful. And Gina, will you kindly share with our audience, and your audience too, where they can find, engage, or follow you, or listen to your shows? Because I know you've been upgrading, and there's so many platforms that they can listen. Will you please share with the audience?
Right. Most of my platforms now is absolutely any platform. I'm on Google, Nest Hub. Absolutely, I'm now over on 100 platforms. So they can find me Spotify, Bullhorn FM, Podchaser, Samsung Podcast, Alexia, Bonus, Sonus. Any platform that's there, I'm there. So that's the new that's the new achievement. You know, every single year I'm on different platforms. And it's also Podbean, what Podbean is doing, because Podbean is going out there, and it's also sourcing all these platforms for its podcasters to be hosted on.
And I think you were mentioned last time, you mentioned to your co-host, the last show that I was with you and Joseph, you did mention something about TV, but I couldn't understand what platform you were referring. Can you share?
Okay, this is Spotify. I had no idea. So Spotify now has Spotify TV. So it's basically, if you're on Spotify, you can actually now be on its TV platform. So this is a new platform by Spotify, and this CarPlay. So a person can listen to you on CarPlay. Now, CarPlay is different cars like Volvo, Volkswagen. They have all installed CarPlay that comes from Apple. So Apple is now very much advanced in its technology. It's it cooperated with companies like, Volkswagen, Volvo, and they have installed an Apple software inside the cars. And this software contains the Apple iTunes podcast. It's all there. So if you're in a car, you can now play a podcast directly from Apple, which has been installed in a Volvo or Volkswagen car, and you can hear it. So, you know, it's not just that you have to have a mobile phone, click on your mobile phone, then go to a podcast. You actually now installed inside your car is a software from Apple. So you can just click on there now. So this is something new called CarPlay, which...
Oh, wow.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. So you will also be on CarPlay. If you're on Spotify or on Apple, you will be on the CarPlay inside the person's car. And if you're on Spotify, you will also be on Spotify TV. So this is all the new platforms that Spotify has got itself involved in, and Apple as well. So all of these new companies, all these technology companies, they've developed new technologies as well. There's smartphone, you know, there's smart TV. Smart TV. So, you know, with smart TV and it's Android TV as well. So you can listen to a podcast all there. Now, even when I started in this podcasting, there was no smart TV. You know, this is just something new, just about, is it mm-hmm. 2 years ago? So now mm-hmm. this is all the new developments that you're a podcaster, you can listen to all of us now. We are now all inside this new smartphone, all these new devices, all these new things that's now happening. So it's all evolving. It's all changing. Radio is changing. It's not just, I mean, even podcasting. This is something new, podcast radio. So when you look at how the mechanism of being a radio presenter, you have to understand the new developments in radio, what's happening, how you're going to get yourself out there, what challenges do you do, how you're going to get an audience, where mm-hmm. you're going to reach them. You two have to know the platforms. These are the platforms that you've got to go to try and get an audience to come to you. It's not, radio has changed completely. It's not the way it used to be. So you've got to do things yourself. You've got to cooperate with other people, promote yourself with other people, other podcasters, mm-hmm. other radio presenters. So everything mm-hmm. has completely changed. What I'm also trying to do is I'm also trying to find work on community radio. So, okay. So by getting involved in community radio, I've had two responses. I've been to community radio up north and Reading University. I've got a response from them. Mm-hmm. They've asked me if I'd like to come and join them. So I'm trying to see, just by reaching out, trying to get the LMS radio, for me even to get experience getting this radio station out there, getting other people, becoming friendly with them. So this is all the new things. This is my aspiration. My aspiration is for me, basically, let me get a job on another radio station. So I'm going now for community radio station. Let me try and get to know these people. So if I have luck with Reading University, I'll be so glad. When, you know, it's 1 year, when mm-hmm. first of all, I approached Epsom Hospital and I asked them, can I help out? And they mm-hmm. said they're always having people contacting them. So for 1 year, I didn't get any response. It's only until very recently, these few months now, I've been having responses from all the people, all the radio stations I have been contacting. One radio station up north asked me to send them a demo of what mm-hmm. I do. So these are responses now that I'm having, but it's taken 1 year and I continued and I did not give up. And this is what I want to say, Monica, mm-hmm. you need to be inspired. you need to have aspirations, as you say. For you to succeed in life, you must not give up. You must continue. You continue regardless. You have challenges. You have people say to you, you're no good. You're useless. You can't do this. Forget about what they do, what they say. Focus on what you want to do and you will succeed. And that's what I did. It took me 1 year. Two responses now. If I am lucky, I'll get these radio stations. It's I like radio and I still want to be in it. But you still have to learn. It's a learning point. So I'm trying to learn. I'm learning from you. I'm learning from other podcasters. So, you know, it's a long journey. And I'm getting there. I'm not perfect.
No, I'm so grateful. Congratulations for that, Gina. And I think you, and this is how I see it. Everything that you have shared, it's like connecting to the puzzle, you know, to the puzzle of what I presented to you guys, and something that is not necessarily as a only one person, as a community, you know, as a collaboration, but not only collaboration, the learning process, you know, because there's a lot of stuff that I can learn from you and you can learn from me. And maybe those were the answers that I was looking and I couldn't find anywhere else. So I think it's becoming something more objective now that we're getting to know, all the collaborators and all the ones that are going to be part of this project, but also now that you're sharing your experience, now that you're sharing your future projects, I think they're connected, because now that you mentioned the community radio, for me, it clicked automatically how you're using your AI co-host. Mm-hmm. That's going to be something that you're going to be able to reach out to so many people, especially when you're doing this community and using this AI co-host in other countries with another language. Imagine that. I see a beautiful, beautiful future for you. Thank you, everyone in the chat. Welcome, Jancy. Welcome, Ruku. Welcome, Living Holistic. Thank you for being here today. We have LMS Radio, Gina. Gina, would you like to share anything else or future projects with our audience?
Yes, I would.
Yes. Go ahead.
Yes, I would. Okay. Now then, I can confirm it's June the 16th, Father's Day. Mm-hmm. And Joseph Baron, the CEO of his business called afoolforlearning.com, and a very successful businessman and podcaster, he has agreed to host B2B, a host on LMS Radio on Father's Day, in which he will talk about being a father. He will share his own love, interests, of what he does, and he's going to be hosting his own show. You know, I've told Joseph, I'm so grateful for what he has done, being with me, you know, coming this late at night. So this is his show. He can do what he wants. And I'm inviting all of you who are here, please come on the 16th of June and hear Joseph on Father's Day, in which he will be hosting the show. You know, this is my appreciation to Joseph and for what he has done. And I have learned so much from him. And also, you know, it's a community. I'm sharing my experience with so many and with the podcasters. And you know, it's been absolutely incredible for me. You know, I could never believe this. I could even have, I mean, Joseph is a CEO. I couldn't believe that a CEO could have any interest wanting to be on my show. And this is, you know, this is it, Monica. I was just stunned. He told me that he's a CEO. I just said, my goodness. And he likes what I'm doing. And this is just all the people that I have met here, you know, on Podbean. You're wonderful, you're fantastic, and you know, it's just incredible having all of you. You're not just a podcaster, but I also see you as friends and educators and people who will I'm learning from you. I'm not seeing you anymore as just a radio host. I learn from you, from what you're doing. I go to your shows. I go to the Old Man's podcast. I go to Shelby and Eric, and I listen and I hear what they are doing, and I pick up from them. Each of their shows is something that is valuable, and they just think, oh no, you come onto this show, you just listen and you go away. No, it's not.
No,
because every single podcaster who comes onto Podbean has something to offer, and they will never know it. They just think that the judge is going to be here, do a show and clear off again. No. And this is what you have to say to every podcaster. You're not coming onto Podbean, just putting on a show, because you were educating people. You've educated me. You talk about yourself. You talk about your life. You talk about what you're doing. You talk about your jobs. I'm picking from me. I'm learning from me. I don't come onto your show just to sit there like everybody else and just, you know, just listen to him and go and just go off. No. I go to your show because your show is interesting, because I like it. That's why.
Thank you, Gina. That's so beautiful. Thank you for being here today. I'm very grateful. And as we conclude today's interview, I want to express my love and gratitude to you, Gina, for sharing your invaluable insights and for being here today. Thank you for joining us, everyone in the chat.
Thank you as well to living Hostility? Is that Shelby?
Yeah, that's Shelby. Living Hostility. I think, yeah, it is Shelby. She changed. I think, yeah, Living Holistically with Shelby.
Thank you, Shelby. Thank you so much. It's very much appreciated that you're here, that you've come here to listen to me. You know, as I said, I'm so thankful. Monica, I'm very grateful. You know, for what I said that, I can't believe it that you're in Mexico, you're interviewing me, I'm here in Surrey. I never believed it would be possible. Meeting you, Monica, on this show, you've been an eye-opener to me.
You know, I love you, Gina.
You introduced me to so many people.
Yes, and you know, it's so beautiful. Thank you. Thank you. And it's just starting, you know, because we just, we have a lot of things, a big future for all of us. Thank you, everyone, for being here. Living Holistically with Shelby. You can follow her. You can follow Ruku's Beer. You can also follow Jancy, the governor. We also have Boss. He's Lee from Club Ascot. You can follow him. We also have Seiko Black, welcome, and of course my producer, and let's follow each, we can follow Gina and we can follow each other. Thank you, Gina.
Thank you, Monica. You know, it's a pleasure coming onto your show, being interviewed by you, because Monica, you've got experience. You were a DJ, and that's the experience that I am learning from you. All your feedback, every single thing that you are doing, I'm learning from it. You've been very well organized. I mean, you've organized all of these interviews, which is absolutely extraordinary. Monica, I'll also like to say this. I've been on Podbean for a long time, and you are different. You are very warm, you're very friendly, and you are somebody who is absolutely incredible. For the 4 years I have been on Podbean, you have done so many things just in the few months that you've been here. I mean, you've brought all of us on Podbean together. And this is what I have seen, and nobody else has done this. And Monica, thank you so much. I've met so many of these podcasters, and Monica, it's because of you I've met them. And also, Nicole Goldberg, lovely girl, absolutely incredible. And she's got a future as well. Because, and also the SF, him as well. You know, all of these people are very talented people, and they've come onto your show, and it's from your show. I'm seeing all these people. You know, Monica, when they're on that logo, that display, truthfully speaking, sometimes I'll just say, who is this new person? But because they've come onto your show, I'm very interested in them. I've got to learn more. I'm learning more about them. When Nicole Colbert came onto your show, frankly speaking, I didn't know who she was. Who is this girl? But when she
it was amazing. Yeah, we got, you know, it's exactly. And it's so beautiful, Gina, because, you know, the most important thing is that you're open in your heart and you're willing to share. It for me, it's a treasure that you're able to share with me, because I get to know you in a more deeper way. Not only, you know, as someone in you know, doing podcasting or just having a presence, like you said, but me getting to know you you're being part of my life, and you are now connected into my energy. So everything that I'm connecting is like an octopus, you know, how I connecting. And I want to extend that, but not only extend the fact that we're connected, the fact that, like you said, we're learning from each other and we're bridges, you know, you never know what is going to be next. And you never know, like my mom used to tell me, you never know for who you work, you know, you always going to find so many things in life. And I've been finding so many things. My daughter loves your, she loves jazz, and she loves your shows. And we're constantly, you know, when we're eating, we put your show on, we put your news. It's like you're being part of my family. So that's how I want to embrace every single one. And I'm thankful and grateful for you to be here and for all your kind words and all your love. Thank you. Thank you, everyone in the chat.
And may I also say something as well? As you very well know, I've got Pod News newsletter, and if you have anything that you know that's interesting, not even interesting, come to my comments page. You know, talk about, say what you've got on your podcast, and then we'll put it on the newsletter. Absolutely anything.
Thank you, Gina. So everyone can, like, if someone wants to promote or say anything about their shows, you're welcome to promote, correct?
Absolutely. That's it. Because we are a community.
Correct. Podcast. Thank you. They can go to your profile and they can make a comment, right? On the comment on the profile. They can leave you like a comment on the podcast, correct?
Mm-hmm. And they just say what the podcast is, who is the guest, what are they going to do, when is it going to be on? And, you know, I'd really like appreciate it for you to feel free to come onto my podcast, come onto the comment and do all this, because we each have to help each other. I help you, you help me. In podcasting, we all have to try to share. And it's a community. This is what I've learned from radio. Radio is a community where we can all help each other and share alike. It's not just by one person doing one thing themselves. It's one person helping another person along the way to succeed. As Joseph Baranso said, you learn, you perform, you succeed.
And exactly, that's his motto, yes.
I'm following his motto, you know. I follow it every day, and I learn from it. And I also hope as well, you know, having you know, having all these people coming on here listening to me, it's something that I appreciate as well. So thank you, Monica, for having
me
on the show.
Thank you.
And talking. I know I may have blubbered on the way so much, but you know, it's I am so. It's always a privilege. Whenever I come across you, Monica, whenever you're on my show, I also learn. I go onto your show, and, you know, I also learn from you having your young daughter, Zelda, because you're educating her. Monica, what about your project? Because, you know, it's something that I really want to know. What's happening still with the project? Because is it going to happen? When is this project going to be formalized? And now that you're still succeeding, you're still making ends going on. So, Monica, what is with the project, how is the project coming along?
The project is good. I'm still connecting because I like to see how everyone, the strengths and, you know, the how can we help each other. So I'm putting everything together, very detailed. There's going to be a lot of details. I'm going to present it to you on the 19th and at 5 p.m. Pacific time. And I would like your feedback when I present it, and I would like to know how can we do this together? You know, how, if this is something that you see yourself doing, is this something that is going to, you know, bring you this new perspective? Is this something that is going to require for you to do something extra? Most of the time, I think I've seen that this few months that I've been here, I've been putting myself out of the comfort zone. I've been doing things that I was never thought I was going to be doing. I had no idea. Coming from radio, the transition to podcasting is not easy. There's so many difficult things because in radio, you have a structure. You need to follow certain requirements. You need to follow. So there's a lot of creation behind, but as a team, right? And podcaster is individual stuff that you need to put yourself and challenge yourself to do it. And in order to bring it as a podcaster, it's different. It's a different perspective because I'm going to translate correctly. My ethical values as a radio personality sometimes have a contrast with the podcaster personality. And podcaster is more of a expressing and having, you know, a more of a free and open communication, which in radio, we never got a contact or a hold with our, you know, with our public. It was just us creating the content and we were just generators, but we were not receptors most of the time. And here in podcasting, you're a receptor and a generator at the same time. So you need to balance those energies and you need to make sure that what you're doing, you're not losing your identity. You're not losing your purpose, right? Because you might have a purpose on doing the podcast, but you might lose the focus because you're interacting. So it's a lot of a balance and a lot of a, you know, strengths and some areas that, you know, you might not be good, but this is where I come from. This is where, you know, okay, so I see that my strength is in this side, but I cannot do this part of the podcast. So I need someone that could complement and I can complement them. So that's how I see this community and that's how I see this project. Not only national, but I see it international. And at the same time that because my energy is more, like I told you, like an octopus energy, I'm trying to see not only how the impact is doing on your quality, your focus, your shows, and what you have to bring on the table. But not only that, but how is it that it will take you out of your comfort zone? If there's going to be any, you know, challenges for you? Do you like to be challenged? Are you ready to be challenged? Or maybe not, you know? So those are things that not only as a business or as a, but it's a passion, it's a creation. And once you're out of that comfort zone in a podcast, I think it will apply to your life, because I've been out of my comfort zone in my life personally, you know, with the podcast, because I have a commitment. I've been open to it. So I want to share that with this community and see if we can, you know, embrace it and uplift it and create something bigger and beautiful that might, you know, might benefit everyone. And at the end, you know, I see podcasting community growing so much for the future years, and we have to take advantage of that. And I'm just learning, you know, learning from each one of you. So the project will be finalized after the April 19th, and we're going to have another meeting and see who's willing. And I want to learn from you guys. I want to get your feedback. I want to see how is it that it will work for you. Does this fit for you?
Right, Monica.
I'm sorry. All this information came out, and I'm just throwing it. Thank you, Shelby. Yes.
Oh, Monica, thank you for sharing all this with me. You know, at least I do know what's going to happen. So I'm looking forward to it.
Thank you.
How many people have you invited? Because I know you sent me an email.
Yes, I see 2, 4, 6, 8, 12. So far, 18 podcasts.
My goodness. Right.
Thank you, Shelby. I'll add Shelby because she just told me I'm here. Yes, I've been just looking, you know, and seeing who's willing and who has, you know, this willing, you know, because sometimes as a podcaster, I see, Gina, that there's people that might take another route, you know, they might take a break. They might take something, you know, that is not necessarily something for them. But I see it as a gift. Sometimes my psychic abilities will. I didn't know how to channel this before. And within my dad passing away, you know, and having all these very dark feelings and very profound sadness, mm-hmm. I was able to reborn, you know, and then the rebirth of it, it was okay. I need to do something with it. I need to go back into my passion, and my passion is connecting with people. I have a talent of understanding people, what do they need? What is it that, and you will come here and you will tell me, and I will cry. I will laugh with you. I will create. I will make, you know, tell me I'm here. And that's how I connecting and see, like boss and I, we have a very good connection, because he's even reading my mind. Gina, by the next step, you know, it's like, oh my God. And he goes, okay, so tell me what's my next step. And he's reading my mind, you know, because I was going to tell him, you know, let's do this now. This is the upcoming. I see doing this. But I think, Gina, I have to embrace it with a lot of humility, like I explained on my, I did a thank you note with an open heart and humility, you know, because I'm just being the liaison. I'm just connecting, and I'm being the filter, and I will make sure that I will filter that correctly, and I will make sure that it will filter correctly in order to be bigger, you know, to make a difference. And I think having the process of having my daughter homeschool and being able to, you know, overcome all the challenges within the autistic spectrum, I think gave me a different point of reference about life. And I want to share that with everyone, you know. And as I share, I'm learning. I'm learning with you, and I'm learning with Voss. I'm learning with Callie Pitts. I'm learning with Nicole. I'm the old man, you know, Joseph. Joseph and I, we share a lot of, I have a short podcast. My episodes are short, concise, you know, precisely. That's how, you know, Joseph and I share, and that's how I got connected. And if you go back and if you check, we're connecting each one of us. And then there's something, like you said, something that we're learning from each other, you know, and we can put it into the table.
right. You know, that was very interesting because I did see that your show and Joseph is not the same, but the duration, the length of time is very similar. So that's, you know, that's something that's very interesting. Monica, what's happened to your show called The Moon? What's happened there? You're not doing it anymore?
The Late Show with the Moon, it's a safe space, and it's been a safe space, but I wanted to take just a kind of a break because I've seen a lot of commotion, you know, a lot of people coming and having different momentums, and I just put a hold on it because I want people to understand, you know, that it's a safe space, and I don't want to take that safe space, you know, out of my listeners. And I do it at midnight because that's when I have some of my free time, you know, it's midnight podcast. And I've been doing it once a month now. I'm more focused right now in music and doing more of the transition that, you know, that I wanted to do with independent artists and bring all this community into transition from radio into podcasting, which is not easy. But the Late Show with the Moon took a break, and I was doing it like twice a week, probably. Sometimes I was doing through to three shows at night. Depending on what people were, you know, we were only talking and sharing experiences and having so many people, you know, connect and share their perspective. But I just took a break from it, and I'm just going once a month.
Right. That's very interesting because I just thought that, you know, that it's just gone. Because it was the people who came on to it. There were fascinating people. I mean, you had somebody on who was an air fighter. You had so many unusual guests who just tuned in. And this was absolutely incredible. You had people who were the equivalent of the RAF in the UK. They were in the Navy. They were in the Air Force. It was
family members. Yes. They ended up being family members, yes. And it's amazing. I still do, I still connect with them in different time zones. But at night, it's been, you know, I've been focusing and making sure I do the quality of the show. And it was a lot of commotion recently, you know, and I just don't want to lose the intention of the show. The show is not, you know, it's a safe space, and I want to keep it safe for everyone. So I just minimize the exposure of it, you know, because the people will know and will come to the show, and they already know this is a safe space. No judgment, you know. We could talk about anything. And it was their show, Gina. It was not my show. The Late Show with the Moon is the listener show. They can come and talk about anything they want. But I just did it for, took a break and make sure, you know, we keep it safe.
Mm-hmm. Right then. Monica, thanks very much. You know, it's like I'm ending up interviewing you.
Yeah, I know. I noticed. Oh, you're so funny. Well, thank you. Thank you, everyone, for being here. I appreciate you. Thank you, Gina. It's always a pleasure to have you. It's always beautiful to have you. And I'll see you in 4 hours. Is that 4 hours for your show?
4 hours.
Yes, I'll see you in 4 hours. Please, everyone, let's join Gina at LMS Radio. We can follow each other. Now we're following each other, and then we'll see you at your show.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Gina.
Thank you.
Have a beautiful night. Thank you, everyone, for being here. Many love to you guys. Love you, Lee, Gina. Bye-bye.
Bye.
We want to express a special thanks to our listeners in 46 countries. Thank you for listening to us, following us, and for your unwavering love and support. We also sincerely thank the entire Podbean community for staying by our side and working together. Additionally, we would like to recognize the excellent work of our fellow podcasters and encourage our listeners to follow them. You can find them here on Podbean. The Old Man Podcast, KGCN Radio Network, Club Oscar Records by Oscar Records, LMS Radio, Think High Crew, Tigress 315 Radio, GJR Radio, Black Dragons Radio, Foolish Thoughts by A Fool for Learning, The Marcos FM Show by Marcos Morales, 62O Patio, The Pulse in Anderson and Nenana, Alaska, Jancy the Governor from the WKOP Podcast, and the Underground Shuffle Podcast. At the end of the episode, you'll find the links to all of them to follow. We appreciate everyone continuing to contribute and making TIK Radio better. Love and light to you, and thank you for all being part of this incredible journey. Bye-bye. And until the next life. TIK Radio.